Lecture 8, The Contemporary Resurgence of Islam.
In our last class, we talked about the rise of pre-modern and modern reform movements in Islam, and also the emergence of Islamic revivalist movements, that is, modern Islamic activist movements like the Muslim Brotherhood and the Jamaat-e-Islami. In the last decades of the 20th century, the Muslim world experienced the impact, the full impact, of another revival or resurgence of Islam in personal and in public life. On the personal level, many Muslims have become more religiously observant, finding in Islam a sense of identity, meaning, and guidance. Greater emphasis on Islamic life and values, religious observances such as prayer and fasting, mosque attendance, Islamic form of dress or Islamic forms of dress, family values. In the public sphere, we've seen new Islamic governments or republics established in Iran, Sudan, and Afghanistan, Muslim rulers, political parties, and opposition movements appealing to religion. Mainstream Islamic activists have headed governments, served in cabinets and in the elected parliaments, and as senior officials of professional associations of doctors, lawyers, engineers, and professors. At the same time, radical Islamic organizations have engaged in violence and terrorism. Now, the causes and conditions that led to the contemporary resurgence of Islam are many. We'll just summarize some as we go along. During the 20th century, Islamic empires and sultanates were replaced by modern nation states. Many countries in the Middle East were quite literally mapped out by European colonial powers, Britain and France in particular, after World War I. Between World War I and World War II, most of the newly created states won their independence from European colonial rulers, France, England, Holland, Italy. Both the national boundaries of many modern states and their rulers, many of whom were placed on their thrones in Jordan, Syria, and Iraq, for example, by Britain or France, were artificial creations. Therefore, the problems with legitimacy that continue. Moreover, European education, culture, and values permeated the urban areas and strongly influenced the elites in most cases in societies. As a result, issues of government legitimacy, as well as national and religious and cultural identity, remained unresolved. Rulers rooted their legitimacy in an authoritarian state whose stability was due more to foreign, Western, or Soviet, during the Cold War period, support, coupled with strong military security apparatus, rather than indigenous culture, political participation, or electoral politics. Indeed, in the Arab world, we refer to Arab countries as mukhabarat states, security states. Once these modern nation states were created in the Muslim world, it was expected that they would generally follow a modern, defined then as Western, secular path of development. Outwardly, this seemed to be the general case. While Saudi Arabia proclaimed an Islamic state based upon the Quran and Sharia law, most new nations adopted or adapted Western political, legal, social, economic, and educational institutions and values. In contrast to Saudi Arabia, Turkey, at the other end of the spectrum, positioned itself as a polar opposite state, defining itself as secular as over and against religious, as completely secular. Under the leadership of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, Atatürk meaning the father of the Turks, it suppressed Islamic institutions, banned Islamic dress and law, and transplanted Western secular laws and institutions to create its own version of a secular state. However, the majority of countries, such as Egypt, Syria, Iraq, Malaysia, Indonesia, created what we might call Muslim states. These were countries whose majority populations were Muslim, but which, despite some religious prescriptions, adopted Western-inspired institutions, parliaments, political party systems or legal codes, educational systems and curricula, banks and insurance companies. Western dress, movies, and culture often became prominent and pervasive among the wealthy and powerful in urban centers. Throughout much of the 20th century, progress and prosperity in Muslim societies were dependent upon the degree to which Muslims in their societies were regarded as modern. And this also meant conforming to Western and secular values. This understanding of modernity generally presuppose the Western secular bias or orientation. The degree of progress and success of individuals, cities, and governments was often measured by conformity to Western standards and values.